Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Soybean Association membership was hard at work during the 55th annual National Farm Machinery Show that took place earlier this month at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Board member Jed Clark of Graves County says the organization is focused on educating the public each year.
The most important thing we do is just to try to spread the word about how important soybean production and soybean farmers in the state of Kentucky and the United States. We've changed it up this year a little more. We're having more of a family atmosphere with games and stuff for the children to play, and our booth has been well received today.
Clark says they typically field a variety of questions from people when they stop by at the booth that's located in the west wing of the Kentucky Exposition Center.
Most of them are what we do and how we do it and what about our machinery and things like that, but we always get the questions of GMOs and other things that are concerning for consumers around the world now.
He says their farm is truly a family operation.
So we farm in western Kentucky in Graves County, and we farm soybeans, corn, and wheat, and have tobacco. And I've farmed my dad for 20 years now, and I've been very happy to have my wife there and raise three kids on that farm. Just the atmosphere of going out on the farm and being able to get on the Ranger and go back and look at stuff and go back to the pond and get outside with the kids on a daily basis with them.
We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent. Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Kentucky Soybean Association board member Jed Clark says last year turned out to be a good year on the farm.
2019 was an exceptional year for us again. We were very blessed with adequate rainfall and good conditions to harvest our crop in our area.
That's good. You need that sometimes, don't you?
Oh, yes. And you hear all the struggles some of the other farmers are going that are having across the country with delayed harvest and, of course, the delayed plantings we had in 2019. It really makes you thankful for the situation God put you in there.
He says good news concerning trade deals early this year is something they welcomed on the farm.
USMCA going on, and then we got the first phase of China coming upon us, and we've already started to hear some, although the markets have not reflected it greatly yet, we're hearing some talk from our agencies of people coming in to look at buying more beans from that area. So, of course, that's always a positive for the trade. And as farmers, I would say we're glad and relieved to kind of have that chapter put at ease for us for a little while because of what we've gone through for the last 2 years.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.